Okay, last week we spoke about the bracha of Asher Kedushanu b'metzvos avitzivanu al netilas yadayim. This week we'll talk about the bracha of Asher Yatzar. It's brought in many sfarim that a segula for refuah, segula for healing in every area, is to say Asher Yatzar with Kavana. A person says Asher Yatzar with Kavana, it brings a person, since it talks about the functioning of the body, that's the bracha we thank Hashem that our body functions properly. So when that bracha is said with Kavana, which indicates that we actually appreciate that our body functions properly, and that we realize that Hashem is making it function properly. So when we demonstrate that, when we express that, that itself is a zgula for health. So health is something we all need, and is therefore very important that we know what the words mean, so that we can have the proper kavana. Now, Asher Yatzar is a bracha, probably the bracha that is most said, or should be the most said throughout the day. So it's probably the most abused bracha as well, since it's said so many times, and we barely even realize that we're saying it sometimes. So it's very important that we know what it means, and that we pay the proper attention to the words that we're actually saying. The Nasa Derov, said that he once went to the Sanza Rav for a Yontif. And Sanza Rav used to daven Halal for the Yomid, who was the Chazan for Halal. So before Halal, the Sanza Rav, there was a break, and Shul and Sanza Rav went to use the facilities. When he came back, he went over to the Amud, and he started with the Niggun of Halal. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Yatzar Adam B'Chachma. And he said the whole with the Niggun, the whole Asher Yatzar. So later on, when the Sanza Rav said, why should only Halal be said with a niggun? Why shouldn't Asher Yatzar be said with a niggun? It's a bracha that we're blessing Hashem for that our body functions. It's a tremendous bracha. I could tell you from experience that. After having suffering a kidney stone attack, that the bracha of Asher Yatzar after having a kidney stone attack can't compare to the Asher Yatzar before the kidney stone attack. I appreciate the way my body functions a lot more now. And if you talk to anybody that has gone through any type of Rechmon Litzlan, any type of sickness in any of their organs, they will tell you that their Asher Yatzar, if they know what Asher Yatzar means, they will tell you that their Asher Yatzar is said with much more kavana. So there's no reason why we have to wait for Chas v'Shalom something terrible to happen before we start having kavana Asher Yatzar. We can avoid all those things happening by having the kavana before it happens. So let's go through the simple understanding of the bracha and point out many difficulties in the bracha of Asher Yatzar, which indicates that we're just not understanding it properly. So the Translation is like this. Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the world. Asher yotzar az adam b'chachma, who fashioned man with wisdom. Uvaravai nekavim nekavim chaludim chaludim. And created him with openings, cavities. Actually, the right word for Nekavim would be holes. Created him with holes. It is obvious and known before your throne of glory. That if one of them were open, if any of them would open, or if any of them would close, it would be impossible to survive and to stand before you for even 1 hour. Blessed are you, Hashem, who heals all flesh and acts wondrously. Okay, that's simple understanding. So let's point out some difficulties here. Who fashioned man with wisdom? Whose wisdom are we talking about here? Does that mean that Hashem fashioned man with Hashem's wisdom? You, Hashem, you fashioned man with wisdom, with your wisdom. Or does it mean you fashioned man with man's wisdom? Did you fashion Hashem fashioned man with wisdom? Which does it mean? The answer is yes. There are mafarshim that say one way this way, and mafarshim that say the other way. Now there are difficulties with each way. If you say Ashiyotaras Adam Chachma, that Hashem fashioned man with His wisdom, it's only man that Hashem fashioned with His wisdom. What about everything else? There's a pasuk Kula Vachachma Asisa Marabu Masecha Hashem. How great are your actions, Hashem? Kula Vachachma Asisa. Right, you created them all with wisdom. So why Ashiyotaras Adam Chachma? Why is it only that he created man, that he fashioned man with wisdom? And if we're talking about Ashiyotzaras Adam B'chachma, right, that you fashioned man with wisdom, right, that man has wisdom, what's it doing in this bracha? What's it doing in this bracha? We're talking about Nekavim, Nekavim, Chalulim, Chalulim. We're talking about the holes and the cavities. Where does Chachma come into the picture? Okay. We'll get back to that. Next. Uvaravoy nekavim nekavim chaludim chaludim. And you created within him, Nekavim, Nekavim, Chaludim, Chaludim. Openings, cavities. The bracha begins with Ashiyotzar, which means fashioned, and then it changes to Ubara, and created. Be consistent, right? It should say Ashiyotzar Sa'adam Chachma. V'yatzar boy nekavim nekavim chaludim chaludim, or asher bara sa'adam v'chachma ubara boy nekavim nekavim. It changes from yatzar to bara. Then nekavim nekavim chaludim chaludim. Why does it need to be? Why the double expression? Right, nekavim chaludim would have been fine. Right, Nekavim means openings, and Chaludim means cavities. Why does it and it means plural just by the fact that it says nikavim instead of nekev. Chalulim. So why does it need to say nikavim, nikavim, chalulim, chalulim? Now, let's go into grammar here a little bit. Nikavim means holes, or our article says openings, right? If it would say nikuvim, right? Nikuvim is an adjective, right? Nikavim is a noun. Nikavim means holes. Nikuvim means when something has a hole, right? It's nakuv. Right? You can't say openings or holes are not called nikuvim, they're called nikuvim. So if that's the case, cavities are called chalolim. They're not called chalulim. Chalulim means they have cavities. Right? Nikovim, nikovim, openings, openings, chalolim, chalolim. It should say cavities, cavities. Instead it says chalulim, chalulim, which means which have cavities. So are we talking about openings that have cavities? Nikovim, nikovim, chalulim, chalulim. That's what according to grammar, that's what it means. So why don't we say chalolim, chalolim? What in the world is that doing in this bracha? It is revealed and known before your holy throne. That if one of them would open or one of them would close, we wouldn't be able to survive for even a moment. Why are we don't find this in any bracha. Right? Baruch atah Hashem. What is that doing here? It is known and revealed before you. It has nothing to do with what's known or revealed before Hashem. It has to do with that known or revealed to us. We understand that if one of them would open and one of them would close, we wouldn't be able to survive. That's why we're thankful. It's known and revealed before your holy throne, that if one of them would open or one of them would close, what's pshat? What's doing in this bracha? Golui v'yadua. What's the difference? Golui means it's revealed, and Yadua means it's known. So that seems to be redundant. It is revealed and known before your holy throne. If one of them would open or if one of them would close. So let's try figuring this out. A nekev is open, right? A hole, an opening is open. Those wouldn't be an opening, right? An opening is open, right? So it has to be when we say, that's going on the nekevim. When we say if one of them would close, we wouldn't be able to stand before you, we're obviously talking about the nekevim. If they would close, it would be a problem. Chalulim means the cavities, right? The cavities are our organs that have cavities and they're closed. If they would be open, the air would go out and they would shrivel, right? The lungs, the heart, the stomach, the intestines. They all have those are all chalulim. Those are all organs that have a cavity, right? They're closed. If they have a whole chas v'shalom, that's when then a person can't function, right? So that's we say sh'im yipaseach echamim. If one of them would open, then we're talking about the chalulim, right? So im yipaseach echamim is going on. If one of them would open, that's going on the chalulim. Im yisaseim echamim is going on the nekovim. So it's out of order, right? We say nekovim, nekovim, chalulim, chalulim. So we should say in that order, im yisaseim echamim on the nekovim. Or if one of them would open, going on the chalulim. It's out of order. And indeed, according to the Sfardim, they say exactly opposite. They say shem yisaseim echad mehem or yipaseach echad mehem. They say it the exact opposite order for this reason, because we have to be consistent. We say mekovim first and then chalulim. So then say shem yisaseim or yipaseach. According to us, the tour answers that since we just finished saying chalulim, chalulim, so we'll start talking about the chalulim right away. And we're going to go, we'll change the order, and we're going to talk about the chalulim. That's why we say, shem yipaseach echad mehem, if one of those chalulim open, or shem yisaseim echad mehem, or if one of the nekovim that we just spoke about before, if one of those close, yeah, sure, this guy. Then we wouldn't be able to survive. We wouldn't be able to exist and to stand before you for even 1 hour. Now, you might have a different girsa. Many people don't say afilu shayachos. Many people don't say those last three words. So, what does that depend on? Why do some people say afilu shayachos? Why do some people not say it for even 1 hour? Blessed are you, Hashem, who heals all flesh and acts wondrously. So let's go into the depth of this bracha. One more kasha, though. Ashiyotar as the Adam b'chachma. Right, we bless Hashem that created man with wisdom. The Bach in Simon Mem Vav asks, why do all the brachas we say in the morning, Shalo Yosani Goy and Shalo Yosani Oved, why do we make them in the negative? Why don't we say the bracha in the positive? Shosani Yisrael, Shosani Ben Chorin. And he answers, because the Gemara says, because the Gemara says that it's better for a person had the person not been created altogether. In most cases, we don't withstand the tests of Aryeh Tahara. So, just based on the majority, man is better off not being created. So that's why we don't venture, we don't bless Hashem, Shasani Yisrael, that made us a Jew, because we would have been better off not being made altogether. So all we can bless Hashem is, since you made me, at least Shalo Yasani Yisrael, Shalo Yasani Goy, at least you didn't make me a Goy.
So then why are we blessing God for keeping us alive? Better you just die.
What?
So why are we praising God for keeping us alive?
Oh. So, well, I'm not asking that, but I'm asking, but why are we making a bracha, Asher Yotzer Asa Adam? Why are we saying bracha to Hashem, that you created man? That's praising Hashem for creating us. Okay. Thank you. So let's go back to the first question. That if we're saying we're blessing Hashem, He created man with His wisdom. Hashem created man with Hashem's wisdom. And we asked, Hashem created all creation with His wisdom. Hashem created them all with wisdom. The Baal HaTanya explains the difference between Chachma, Bina, and Das. Right? There's three terms that talk about a person's intellect. There's Chachma, which is wisdom. Bina is understanding. And Das is knowledge. Now, what's the difference between wisdom, understanding, and knowledge? And the Baal HaTanya explains that Chachma is a flash, an idea that enters a person's head. Now, all that is an idea. It has no length or breadth to it. The person has not contemplated or figured out what this wisdom is yet. For that, he needs bina. The person needs to be mizbonin. The person needs to think about it and to intellectualize and to broaden the idea, and until he understands what this flash is. Once the person understands it, now the person needs knowledge. Knowledge is binding one's understanding to bringing this understanding into fruition. It's connecting that's one's mind into that it should become actual. Coming from an akoyach el apoyel. So there's the wisdom, which is the initial idea. There is the understanding, which is expounding on the idea. And the knowledge, which is actualizing it. Actualizing it in one's mind. How to bring it out into actuality. Adam, mankind, is the tachlis habriya. It is the purpose of creation. Everything else in this world was created to serve man. Man is the purpose of creation. Soif maaseh b'machshava tchila. Man was the last thing that was created, but it was the first thought. Right? So in order for that first thought to come into fruition, everything else had to be created first. And that's why man was created last. So, kiviyachol, the chachma of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that idea of creating the world, what was that chachma? Adam. The idea was mankind. That was the flash. Kiviyachol. I mean, you can't talk about the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that way. But the Rabbeinu Shel Olam set up the world in the same fashion that it works upstairs. So the initial idea, the chokhma, was Adam. Now, how do we bring Adam into this world? How do I, says Hashem, bring Adam into this world? So there was bina. There was an expounding. In order to bring Adam into this world, oh, there's got to be earth, and there's got to be planets, and there's got to be a heaven and earth and water and air and animals and grass and trees. All that is part of the bina process of eventually bringing Adam, and then das of bringing it into actuality. But what is chachma? Chachma was Adam. Asher yatzar asa Adam b'chachma. Adam was already a yetzirah in chachma. That was the initial idea. That was the purpose. The whole purpose of creation was Adam. Everything else is a product of bina. and das. So yes, of course, all other creations, kula b'chachma, sisa, that all other creations were a product of that chachma. But what was the chachma? What was the idea? The idea was Adam. If you think about it, it gives us a sense of importance when you're making that bracha, the second bracha of the day. Right, we just said last week we explained on Atilas Yadayim means our hands are raised. We're not just simple human beings. Right, then we say man was the purpose of creation. We were the initial idea. Now, if we say, so that's according to the interpretation that Ashiyatar as Adam b'chachma means with Hashem's chachma. Hashem created us with his chachma. But are those that interpret Ashiyatar as Adam b'chachma means that you created man with wisdom, that Hashem gave man wisdom. And our question was, well, what's it doing in this bracha? Svarim HaKadoshim, even in the Zohar, says that Chachma is made up of two words, which is Koyach Ma. A Koyach, it's a minimal Koyach. I mean, according to what we explained before, we understand, if it's just a flash, it's a Koyach Ma, it's just a small Koyach. It's a Koyach of almost nothing. Just an idea. But this term is also used to explain koyach ma means gives the person the ability of humility. Moshe Rabbeinu said about himself, "Anachnu ma, I am, we are nothing." Somebody who is wise is humble. That's the koyach, chachma is koyach ma. The ability of to be nothing in one's eyes, the ability to be humble. There is nothing as humbling than to realize that with one clog of any of our organs, or an opening of one of the organs, the one that is supposed to be closed or opens, or one of them is supposed to be open is closed, that the person is over. It's all it takes. It's a very, very humbling thought. You gave man this kayach of ma, this kayach of humility. And that humility is brought about by the person thinking for a moment. The entire person is absolutely nothing. If one organ or one limb is closed when it's supposed to be open, or open when it's supposed to be closed, it's finito, it's all over. Sefer Siach Tzvi, who explains that later on we'll see that the words umafli lasois at the end, the last words of this bracha, Ravech al Basar umafli lasois, that Hashem acts wondrously. The Ramah explains what this means is that Hashem is able to put Ruchnius and Gashmius together. That Hashem is able to fuse spirituality and physicality into the same body. Right? We have a neshama and a guf that manage that these two things, Ruchnius and Gashmius, usually contradict each other. And yet Hashem is mafli lasais. He's able to put the two together to make up the human being by putting the neshama inside the guf. So the Siach Tzvi says that the bracha begins with the same thought. Asher yotzer as adam b'chachma, Hashem created man with intellect, which is something spiritual. Uvaravai nekavim nekavim, and the same person has nekavim nekavim, chalulim chalulim. The same person has these openings and cavities which are totally physical. So the bracha begins and the bracha ends with the same thought that Hashem fuses the spiritual and the physical together. Now, the difference between Bria and Yetzira, right? We ask that we begin the bracha Asher Yatzar Asa Adam Chachma, and immediately afterwards we change it to Ubara Boy Nekavim Nekavim. And then we asked, how can we bless Hashem for Asher Yatzar Asa Adam? Nechlel Adam Shlai Nivra. A person would have been better off not being created altogether. There's a difference between Bria and Yetzira. Bria. Ramban explains, Bria means Yesh Me'ayin. Bria means creating something out of nothing. It's an act of creating. Yetzira means fashioning, something that exists to fashion it. Chazal say, Noich Lo Adam Shaloi Nivra, Mishanivra. We would have been better off not being created. But now that we're created, we definitely need to bless Hashem for fashioning us properly, right? So we're not saying Asher Bara Adam B'Chachma. We're not allowed to say that. We're not supposed to bless Hashem for creating us because we'd have been better off not being created. All we're saying is Asher Yotzer Adam B'Chachma. We're thanking you for fashioning us with wisdom. We're not saying Asher Bara Adam B'Chachma. That taka would have been a problem. We're saying Asher Yotzar Asa Adam B'Chachma. Once we were created, we thank you for fashioning us with wisdom. So, let's go back to the kasha of the why we say chalulim chalulim instead of chalolim chalolim. It seems that chalolim would have been the right word. Chalolim means cavities. Chalulim means that have cavities. So the Bais Yosef says that you can't say that Hashem creates cavities. Hashem creates organs. The cavity is automatically there. Right? When you create an organ that has a hollow on the inside, there's automatically a cavity. Hashem created the organ that's hollow. He created the organ that has a cavity. Hashem didn't create the cavity. Right? So he says, that's why it says, you can't say, Uvara boy, you created chalolim. You created cavities. No, Hashem doesn't create cavities. You created chalulim. You created limbs, organs that have cavities. Chalulim. That's how the Bessie Yosef explains it. So, asks the Bach two questions. I'm sorry, the Taz asks two questions. First of all, we say, Yotzer Oir Uvoirei Choshech. Hashem fashions light and creates darkness. Hashem creates darkness? Darkness is just a void of light. When there is no light, it's dark. How can we say Uvara Choshech, that Hashem creates darkness? If you can't say Barach Halulim, right? You can't say that Hashem Barach Halalim, then you shouldn't be able to say Barach Choshech. That's number one question. Number two, he asks, what about Nekavim? Nekavim are holes, right? If you can't say Bria, if you can't say that Hashem creates cavities, then he doesn't create holes either. Holes are not a creation. They're nothing, right? To which the Prima Gadim answers, I have no idea what the Taz wants. Right? He says, no, the Hashem creates darkness by removing light. Right? That's a creation of darkness. Taking the light away makes it dark. Taking something and putting a hole in it is making a hole. That's a creation of a hole. But a cavity, there was never a creation of a cavity. The cavity is a creation of an organ, which automatically has a cavity. There was no creation of a cavity. There is a creation of darkness, which is by removing light. There is a creation of a hole by putting a hole through something. But you can't say that there is a creation of a cavity. There's a creation of an organ that has room inside of it, that automatically, but the creation of that type of organ automatically has a cavity. So the Bais Yosef is right. You can't say bara on chalolim, only on chalulim. There only is a creation on organs that have cavities, not on cavities themselves.
But Rabbi, the cavity is part of the organ. I mean, to say that you don't have a cavity, you have a nose.
Right, exactly. So that's why he's saying, that's why we say chalulim. We're saying you created organs with cavities.
But you created organs with holes too, no?
I mean, no. Why Hashem created the holes. You could say Hashem created holes.
Why can't you say he created...
He didn't create cavities. He created organs that have cavities.
He created organs that have holes. I mean, where do you have a hole that's not part of an organ in a body?
That's, again, but you could say the word bara on a nekev, on a hole. The word, you could say, I punctured something.
Okay.
You can't say, I created a cavity. A cavity, by definition, is something that is automatically there. What?
You can carve out a cavity in the same way you can carve a hole.
Right, but that's in. Here we're talking about chalulim that are sasum. Here we're talking about chalulim, about cavities that are totally surrounded, that are totally closed. So it had to be a creation of a closed organ that automatically has a cavity inside of it.
What would be an example? Like what, lungs?
Lungs, stomach, the heart. The almost all the inside organs are chalulim.
They have holes.
What?
They have holes. They're not closed.
They are.
They're going all the way out, including the stomach on both ends.
Right, and Hanami. So we just don't want them to have holes when they're not supposed to have them. Yeah. We're gonna get to that. Actually. Probably next week, though.
It's 9:30, right?
Okay, so we'll have to continue next week, Mitzvah Shem. There's a lot more to talk about this bracha, Mitzvah Shem. Hopefully, we will continue next week. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening.